2020年河南省普通高中招生考试英语黑卷一听力理解第一节听下面五段对话每段对话后有一个小题从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案每段对话读两遍
Number one, did you go shopping with Jim and Henry last weekend, John?
I invited both of them, but Henry had to take care of his sister, so I came with Jim at last.
Did you go shopping with Jim and Henry last weekend, John?
I invited both of them, but Henry had to take care of his sister, so I came with Jim at last.
Number two, what time is it, Mike?
Let me see. It's 7:20. Hurry up. The film will start at 7:30.
What time is it, Mike?
Let me see. It's 7:20. Hurry up. The film will start at 7:30.
Number three,Do you always come to school by bike, David?
Yes. How about you, Tina?
By bus. But today, my father drove me to school because I got up late. Do you always come to school by bike, David?
Yes. How about you, Tina?
By bus. But today, my father drove me to school because I got up late.Number four, the stone is not allowed to be touched by the tourists. It is quite valuable.
Sorry, I won't do it again.
The stone is not allowed to be touched by the tourists. It is quite valuable.
Sorry, I won't do it again.
Number five, Daddy, can I watch TV now?
Oh dear, I'm afraid you can't.
Why? As you know, it's Friday today, and I won't go to school tomorrow.
Of course I know, but study must come first.
Daddy, can I watch TV now?
Oh dear, I'm afraid you can't.
Why?As you know, it's Friday today, and I won't go to school tomorrow.
Of course I know, but study must come first.
Number two, 听下面几段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C...三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两个小题。
David, you are more active than before. What happened?
Well, Lucy, I used to stay at home, but now I don't.I usually go out with my friends and play all kinds of games.
Sounds great. Are you still crazy about online games?
Not at all. I'm used to running for 30 minutes every day.
No wonder you look healthier than before.
Thanks, Lucy. So, would you like to go running with me now?
I'd love to, but I have to finish my homework first.David, you are more active than before. What happened?
Well, Lucy, I used to stay at home, but now I don't. I usually go out with my friends and play all kinds of games.
Sounds great. Are you still crazy about online games?
Not at all. I'm used to running for half an hour every day.
No wonder you look healthier than before.
Thanks, Lucy. So, would you like to go running with me now?
I'd love to, but I have to finish my homework first.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第九两个小题。
Hi, Marco. What do you usually do in your free time?
I usually play tennis with my friends and sometimes read books. What about you, Helen?
I like dancing. It's my hobby.
Sounds great. Do you often practice dancing?
Yes, I do. I practice dancing at home every day, and I have taken a dancing class.
How often do you have your dancing lessons every week?
I have lessons on Tuesday and Friday nights. It is the wonderful time for me.
Are you going to take part in the dancing competition next week?
Of course, and I'm busy preparing for it these days. Hi, Marco. What do you usually do in your free time?
I usually play tennis with my friends and sometimes read books. What about you, Helen?
I like dancing. It's my hobby.
Sounds great. Do you often practice dancing?
Yes, I do. I practice dancing at home every day, and I have taken a dancing class.
How often do you have your dancing lessons every week?
I have lessons on Tuesday and Friday nights. It is the wonderful time for me.
Are you going to take part in the dancing competition next week?
Of course, and I'm busy preparing for it these days.
听下面一段独白，回答第十至第十二三个小题。
Tom is my new neighbor. He is about 40 years old. Every day he drives his car through the city to send passengers to where they want to go. He goes out early and comes back home late every day. He thinks that his job is fun because he can travel to different places. When he meets those who are in need, he is willing to help them. Tom usually has a day off every Sunday. In his spare time, he stays with his family. Tom has great interest in cooking, so he always cooks delicious food for his family.
Tom is my new neighbor. He is about 40 years old. Every day, he drives his car through the city to send passengers to where they want to go. He goes out early and comes back home late every day. He thinks that his job is fun because he can travel to different places. When he meets those who are in need, he is willing to help them. Tom usually has a day off every Sunday. In his spare time, he stays with his family. Tom has great interest in cooking, so he always cooks delicious food for his family.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十五三个小题。
You looked tired in the math class today. What happened, Robert?
Oh, I didn't sleep well last night, Amy. I had a special dream.
Really? What was it?
Someone gave me $1,000.
$1,000? Well, what did you do with it?
I was thinking about it the whole night. Finally, I decided to give some to the poor.
Nice. If I had so much money one day, I would give it to the Medical Research Center. I hope they can invent more new medicine to treat the patients.
That's so meaningful. Let's study hard from now on and make more money to help the society in the future.
You looked tired in the math class today. What happened, Robert?
Oh, I didn't sleep well last night, Amy. I had a special dream.
Really? What was it?
Someone gave me $1,000.
$1,000? Well, what did you do with it?
I was thinking about it the whole night. Finally, I decided to give some to the poor.
Nice. If I had so much money one day, I would give it to the Medical Research Center. I hope they can invent more new medicine to treat the patients.
That's so meaningful. Let's study hard from now on and make more money to help the society in the future.
将下列图片排序，短文读两遍。
Dear students, body language is very important in our life. When we talk with others, we not only use words, but also use our body language. Here are some ways to know someone's real meaning or have better communication. When you meet a strange person,You can shake hands to show you are friendly. Of course, you may hug each other if you are good friends. When a person asks you for help, but you can't help him actually, you can put your hands beside two sides of your body. It means, I don't know. Sometimes you may have a headache. Then you'll put your hands around your head and hold it. It can tell others you feel terrible.There are many people in a big place. It's so noisy that you want them to be quiet. Then you'll put one finger on your mouth. Gradually, it'll be quiet. Here comes the last. If you want to show your agreement with someone, put one of your hands in front of you, hold two fingers into a circle, and spread another three straightly. It means okay.
Dear students, body language is very important in our life. When we talk with others, we not only use words, but also use our body language. Here are some ways to know someone's real meaning or have better communication. When you meet a strange person, you can shake hands to show you are friendly. Of course, you may hug each other if you are good friends. When a person asks you for help,But you can't help him, actually. You can put your hands beside two sides of your body. It means, I don't know. Sometimes you may have a headache. Then you'll put your hands around your head and hold it. It can tell others you feel terrible. There are many people in a big place. It's so noisy that you want them to be quiet. Then you'll put one finger on your mouth.Gradually, it'll be quiet. Here comes the last. If you want to show your agreement with someone, put one of your hands in front of you, hold two fingers into a circle, and spread another three straightly. It means okay.